Hi guys, welcome back. It is day, what day is it? I'm losing track here. 11 of the Strong with Julie, 25 days of Julie X Fitness. And today was a very special day because I announced the booty challenge winners. It was a 12-week challenge. And guys, I can't even pick one winner. I picked four winners. It was Alyssa, Ileana, Nicole, and Gabriella. Congratulations, you guys. So each of them get a piece of my merch, my 1% better merch. And then the next challenge I will be announcing officially on the 18th, but you could apply early, so using my lead form in my website. And then if you apply early, you'll get the email announcing what it will be. And then if you're interested, we can get on a call. But my girls that I'm working with right now get first dibs for the challenge, and then spaces open up for new clients, which I'm so excited about because the new year is about sustainable habits, right? But what better way to motivate you than a challenge with a group of girls and a coach supporting you along the way? And my challenge isn't just, you know, we all follow the same workout program. It's not like that. It's just we all have the same date to look forward to and motivation to get to that date. So with our own customized program, so training and nutrition, we can each get to that point, but it'll be designed to where each person has their own plan to follow that fits with their lifestyle, their busy schedule, their family, their vacations, all their stuff. So that's the way that I like to do challenges. That's why I keep it kind of limited, but I am so excited. And this is the first time I'm announcing this too, but there will be a cheaper option. And then when spaces close up, I will be selling a guide. Okay, so that's gonna come kind of near Christmas. Don't tell anyone. And there's also gonna be a men's one. Don't tell anyone. Besides those secrets, today was a good day. I did Monday check-ins. I'm kind of tired right now. I've been recording these later at night just because after my whole day has finished, I like to just sit down and decompress it and talk to you guys about it. Nothing too exciting though. I did do an upper body day. So I did a pull session and I did 30 minutes of cardio. And I've been doing a lot of cardio lately, and I don't know if that's what's making my skin break out or if I'm going into my luteal phase, but I definitely could get better in washing my face immediately after working out. That is something that I've not been good at. Besides that, I changed my Connecticut flight for Christmas from, it was supposed to be next Wednesday, but it's going to be this Wednesday. Brett has a golf tournament this weekend, and one, I don't want to stay alone. Two, I have my whole entire family from Brazil coming in, and I haven't seen them in probably like 6 years. So I want to optimize the time with them. So I'm going to fly down on Wednesday, and then Brett's going to meet Gus and I up there on Monday. So it's going to be crazy traveling with Gus alone, but I am ambitious and we're going to do it. Me and Gus are going to be travel buddies. Today's episode though is going to be about some training myths, and we're going to debunk them. Okay. Because I've heard a lot of myths out there and I just want to talk about them. We're gonna get right into it. And number one is that lifting weights makes you bulky. I just wanted to get this one right out of the way because I know we were all thinking it. Lifting weights is not gonna make you bulky. What could potentially make you bulky? And it would be really dang hard to get bulky because I've been trying to put on muscle for the past 4 years and I don't consider myself bulky. And it's gonna be your nutrition. Eating in a surplus while lifting weights, that could give the appearance of more bulkiness, but it's really just more fat covering the muscles, okay? So you have to try really, really, really hard to gain muscle, and I don't want that to be a fear of yours that's hindering you from starting your strength training journey, because strength training is so important, especially in women that are aging. Every year, we lose some bone density. We do not want osteoporosis. We want to be nice and toned and fit and strong and being able to move and be agile and flexible as we age. So that's why strength training with a mix of cardio and mobility is where my focal point is in my coaching and in my own training. So don't worry about that one. We're knocking that one right out. Number two is that there is a perfect workout split out there, okay? Because everyone posts their workout split and they do body checks right before they post it. There is no perfect workout split, and copying someone else's workout split's not gonna help you. You have to figure out how many days a week can you realistically go to the gym. Hopefully it's more than three, okay? I think 3 to 5 is a really solid amount. Any more, it could be affecting your recovery potentially. Any less, you're not gonna get the most out of your session. So let's say 3 is perfect for you. Now, if you're doing a 3-day split, but you're forcing yourself to get to the gym 5 days a week, you're going to burn out because in your schedule, it doesn't fit in realistically for you to go 5 days a week. Maybe you're a working mom and you also do content creation on the side and you're trying to build your side hustle, and it's just not realistic to hit the gym 5 days a week. Stick with the 3 days per week, okay? Make it work for you. Dial back. Maybe you do 3 full body days, but it has to work for you because it's when we hit that burnout point that we give up. So then that split is never going to work for you because then you're not going to want to do it. You're not going to be motivated to do it. You're going to be extra stressed to do it. So you need to find one that fits your schedule. Now, I will say a really good workout split will include hitting each part of your body at least twice for the week. So for example, if you do the full body sessions, you're hitting each muscle group twice. And if you're in a 5 day split, maybe you do push, pull legs, and then a rest, and then an upper pull, or an upper legs, so full upper, then full legs, that would be hitting each muscle group twice. So you can play it out like that and let that be your baseline, not other people split entirely. Next myth is that high reps with low weight will tone you, whereas low reps, high weight will make you bulky. You need a combination of all of these things, and you also need to meet somewhere in the middle in hypertrophy. So it's really important to work with all the sets and rep ranges. What I recommend doing, especially if you're a beginner, is number one, you could have someone program for you, or number two, with your compound lifts, have those be in the heavier weight, lower rep range. So let's say 3 sets of 5. And then as you progress through your workout, in the accessories, you could do hypertrophy. So it's maybe 4 sets of 8 to 10 reps. And then at the end with isolations, you could do higher reps with lower weight to really burn out. But there's a common theme with all three. What you want is you want to make sure that the last few reps you're near failure. So you're either at your complete form failure, so you're breaking your form, and then at that last rep, you truly can't do any more reps. And when you reach that point, that's when you can start adding weight each week, implementing progressive overload, and really take your body and your strength to the next level. But as long as you're doing those and not rushing the movements, you're gonna be perfectly fine. So think the top of the pyramid is your compound sets with the lowest reps. So that's the thinnest part of the pyramid. And then you get higher reps as you progress through your workout. Next, we have the shock your muscles theory. I don't love this one because you guys know I'm a program follower. I do the same workouts. So I'll do the same, let's say push workout, pull workout, then glute workout, quad workout, full body workout. Let's say that's my split. I will do that split for no less than, let's say, 6 to 8 weeks. Okay. And once I finish that, each week I'm trying to progressive overload. So again, I'm going to the gym and I'm shocking my muscles. I'm doing quotation marks in the way of, let's say, squats. I did 135 for 4 sets of 10 the week prior. And then I'm trying to do 135 for 4 sets of 12. So that's how I'm going to try to shock my muscles, but I'm not changing up the exercises. So that's the biggest thing, is you don't want to just switch around your exercises, do random Instagram exercises or workouts. You want to try to really stick to your program if you're trying to see that strength and progress physically, mentally, all the things, because it is really fun when you stick to a program and you feel really accomplished when you get to the 8 weeks, let's say it's 8 weeks. It's just, yeah, you feel really happy and confident afterwards. And then after that, you can switch up the workout, but you definitely don't need to shock your muscles. That's for sure. Okay. The last myth for today, cause this is, I'm trying to keep the episodes like 10, 15 minutes. Let me know if you guys want them longer, but I'm trying to keep them short because I know I'm coming out with them every single day. And then when I get home on Wednesday, we're going to do some interviews. So those will be a little bit longer. But the last one is going to be that you can spot reduce fat. You can spot tone, for example. So for example, if you're doing a crunch, you're not directly targeting your belly fat. What you're doing is you're targeting your core muscles and making those stronger. Now, when it comes to fat, the only thing that's going to target that fat is a calorie deficit.
making sure that you are burning more than you are consuming. And then as you unveil those layers, okay, as you're in your deficit, you're getting smaller, your skin's getting tighter, your muscles are going to show more, and those core exercises that you're performing is strengthening your core so that once the fat layer goes down, you'll have a more visible, tighter core. So that's the difference there. The exercises itself does not target fat, it targets your muscles. Now the cardio, on the other hand, if you're doing it after your workouts, that can definitely hit your fat stores and help you burn more fat. However, again, you can't say when you're on a treadmill, okay, I'm on the treadmill right now, I only want to burn my belly fat, I want to keep the fat in my butt. You can't do that. That's something that is not possible, only possible through surgery, okay? But you're beautiful, okay? And your body's gonna lose the fat in the order that it wants to lose the fat too. Me, for example, I tend to lose it quicker around my legs and slower in my tummy. Now, I know a lot of people are the opposite, where their stomach is the first to go and then maybe their arms or legs hold it a little bit, but it's just the way of life. It's the way God made us. We're perfect in our own way. And if you want to get better, that's still a good thing. So I'm proud of you. Don't believe any of these myths. And let me know if you have any other ones. You should DM them to me on Instagram because I'm curious. I hope you guys have a lovely Monday. And let's go crush it on Tuesday. I feel like Tuesday is going to be a good day. I got a lot of packing to do. Bye-bye.